From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Primary elections across the nation have set up some key showdowns for the fall. Democratic Senator Blanche Lincoln of Arkansas has survived the anti-incumbent mood that recently did in two of her Senate colleagues. She narrowly survived a runoff by countering claims she was out of touch with her state's voters.
This is about us. This is about who we are as Arkansans and what we want to do.
In California, two women who have held top executive positions in the business world have won GOP nominations, former Hewlett-Packard CEO Carly Fiorina for U.S. Senate, and the former CEO of online auction site eBay has won the Republican nomination for governor. John Myers of member station KQED reports she'll face well-known former governor Jerry Brown in the fall.
He says California needs an experienced hand to guide it out of financial chaos. In the other corner, political newcomer Meg Whitman, a billionaire from Silicon Valley who pledges to bring business savvy to the state capitol.
While politics is Jerry Brown's business, my business is creating good new jobs.
Meg Whitman spent some $80 million on the primary election. Jerry Brown is counting on core Democratic groups, including labor unions, to help level the playing field this fall. For NPR News, I'm John Myers in Los Angeles.
Tests showing large subsurface plumes of dispersed oil from the spill in the Gulf are raising new concerns about the effects the oil will have on sea life. The plumes extend thousands of feet deep and have been found as far as 50 miles from the leaking well. BP executives have said the oil is too dilute to pose real problems, but University of Georgia marine scientist Samantha Joy disagrees.
The solution to pollution is not dilution.
Joy says the plumes of oil are a significant threat to the ecosystem in the Gulf.
It's an imbalance in the system that's been created by this oil spill, and that's the real danger in terms of the ecology of the system, because you've pushed it to a much more unstable situation than it was at before.
BP is setting up a wildlife protection fund to benefit the Gulf Coast. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports the money will come from oil BP is now salvaging from the leaking well in the Gulf.
After days of questions about what BP was doing with the oil it's capturing through a containment cap, the company announced it would donate the net revenue from the blown-out well. The fund will be used to create, restore, and protect wildlife habitat in the four states now getting oil on their shores. The firm is also giving states more money to fight the oil slick, BP Chief Operating Officer Doug Suttles.
We're also, for the states of Florida, Alabama, and Mississippi, providing an additional $25 million to those original grants to help with response efforts.
Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Orange Beach, Alabama.
President Obama meets with Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas today, a key topic, the recent deadly raid on ships headed for the Gaza Strip. This is NPR News from Washington. At least four American troops are dead in Afghanistan after a NATO helicopter was shot down by militants today. A NATO spokesman says the aircraft went down in the volatile Helmand province. The Taliban is claiming responsibility. Defense Secretary Robert Gates says the challenges facing the U.S. in Afghanistan do not diminish the importance of being there.
The reason that we are there is for our own security. We are not there to build 21st century Afghanistan. None of us will be alive that long.
Gates was speaking to reporters in London today. It's a battle in a federal courtroom in Chicago as the former governor of Illinois tries to clear his name and prosecutors work to send him to prison. NPR's Cheryl Corley has more on the verbal skirmishing in the federal corruption trial of former Governor Rob Blagojevich.
Assistant U.S. Attorney Carrie Hamilton laid out the government's case. In her opening statement, she said that throughout his tenure, the constant refrain from Rob Blagojevich was, "What about me?" instead of "What about the people of Illinois?" As Blagojevich sat at the defense table, head down, scribbling notes, the government said Blagojevich tried to use his office for personal gain, scheming shakedowns for cash and campaign contributions. In dramatic whispers and shouts, Blagojevich attorney Sam Adam Jr. told the jury his client was broke, and all they had to do was follow the money to see that not a single penny from the schemes the government alleges ever made its way into Blagojevich campaign coffers. Adam said Blagojevich simply trusted the wrong people to handle his fundraising before he was ousted from office. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.
The Los Angeles Lakers now have a 2-1 lead in the NBA Finals, the Lakers downing the Boston Celtics 91-84 last night. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.